Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's Thursday and it's time for Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud!
Yeah, that's right, it's Live and Loud time.
Yep.
What we're doing.
Oh, yes. Oh, the sun's out shining.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was like a little theme tune, wasn't it?
It was.
Sun's out shining. Yeah, well,
that's not rhyming.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, Just let me get the sound levels right on this. My reverb's off a bit. There we go. Oh. We're sorting it out.
Getting the sexy tones out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, got it all.
Watch
it
out,
all.
Listeners.
I realised I didn't do my thing of undercutting you there.
You didn't. This is the first time you didn't undercut me. Has something changed?
Do you want to...
You feel all right?
Just introduce it again. Just come again.
Oh, you want to do it again?
Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead. All right. Hey, guys, you're listening to Johnny and Arnell Live at...
Johnny and Arnell.
Yeah.
On FUBAR Radio.
Just cutting you off with the flow now.
Thanks for that, Johnny. And hello, listeners. Hello out there. Thank you for tuning in.
How you doing, people? We do want to hear from you. It's a bit of an interactive show.
It is. This is like our seventh show now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number seven.
You know, the listeners, they're loyal. They are loyal. You know,
Very loyal.
If a little bit crude. but they know what to expect by now.
Yeah,
the
conversations always go downhill when we get the listener mail in, but it's always fun to hear from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I actually...
Is that an ice cream van?
An ice cream van in the background. It's like a little, like, kind of horror film, isn't it?
Yeah. Did somebody order a cornetto?
Exactly.
Wait a second, there's no kids around here. He's dealing.
Cornettos don't come in baggies.
Exactly. So, basically, I know there are people who haven't listened to the show before. What can I expect?
Well, guys, if you haven't listened to the show before, then we got so many segments in this show. We're just cramming it into 2 hours of insane fun.
Absolutely. Fit to burst it is, Arnell. Fit to burst.
Yeah, first up, though, guys, we're going to be talking about what's trending, what's been going on in the media. What have you guys been talking about at home and online?
Yeah, absolutely. The things that are trending, social media. We're going to lots to discuss this week.
Oh, yeah,
also,
we
Arnell.
Yeah.
There is the infamous, Lend an Ear
segment. Oh, I love this segment. This is the segment of the show, if you guys don't know, where people send in their problems and we try to answer them. Real people with real problems.
Absolutely. Real problems. Real messed up problems, a lot of them. A lot of messed up people.
Yeah. And if you do have a problem as well, you can send yours in to us and we can do a little A&E right on live on air, try and answer it straight away.
Yeah.
It's Johnny and I Nell at FUBARradio.com.
That's right. Apart from that, also, we have our Blast from the Past section.
Blast from the Past!
Now, that's a section, for the people who don't know, where basically we take a buzzword and then we talk about some stories from our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the songs that are related to them we play.
Yeah.
After that, we have a very, very special guest this week.
Oh, who do we have in the building?
We have the one and only sensational Doc Brown.
Ah!
Boom. So... There we go.
Nice.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Well timed and everything. Isn't it?
Yeah. That was pretty good. But there's some people out here. We're going to do spoilers on screen.
We're going to be talking about True Detective Season 2.
Which is absolutely immense.
I got you into it. It's getting juicy. I mean, I wasn't too sure before because I didn't see the first series, but I checked out the second series.
It's jumping off.
Yes, please.
But I know there's some people who might not even know who we are. So let's just say, first of all, my name's Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
Oh, okay.
And you are?
I'm Arnell. Just a friend, apparently. Everybody at home.
I honestly just
constantly in the friend zone. I don't think I've ever left, to be fair. From birth.
Genuinely, I see your face and it is priceless. I'll take it to my deathbed with me. I really will. It's brilliant.
Well, you're going to be in your funeral casket just with a massive grin on your face.
Yeah, that's the last thing that will run through my mind, just that, as I'm playing. Oh, no, run on, there we go. And your face off the back of that, definitely. It makes me smile every time.
So you're just afraid, okay.
I know, look, I mean, this show, it sounds like it's absolutely...
It's so jam-packed, you know, and it's so hot as well.
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely baking.
Baking.
yesterday, I mean, baking. Genuinely, I shared that thing on Facebook about the newspaper report saying that it was actually hotter on, like, the Central Line train than what it is legally, than what it's legal for to transport cattle in.
Oh, gosh. You know. See, that doesn't surprise me. Surprise me, man. Doesn't surprise me at all. You know what? It feels like, you know when you go on holiday to, like, a country abroad or somewhere, and you start smelling some new smells, and you're like, ooh, what's that smell? That's what I smell on the Victoria Line today. Just going to that.
That? Yeah, but usually that smell when you're on holiday is like the sewage where it starts to dry up. So I don't know who on the Victoria Line's crap themselves and you go, what is that?
I think it was the guy sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And I think he thought it was me.
Great, great excuse. And the weird thing is, it was you, wasn't it, Arnell? So there we go. Yeah.
Once in a friend zone, I guess.
So Arnell, with all of this stuff in, you know, I mean, can't really fit anything else in, can we?
Oh, yes, we can.
Well, what can we fit in?
Oh, mate, we got some fantastic, wicked summary tunes for the people listening.
Got to get that summary feeling out there, haven't we? You know, just, you know, because it is hot. It's baking hot.
Yes.
I mean, yesterday I started burning up in the garden, to be fair. But one of the only things that makes it better is when you get a nice summary tune on and you can chill out and enjoy, quite frankly.
That's right. Don't forget your sun cream. Mm. Get that SPF on, people.
Right. Do you know what? I think we should fire into our first tune today.
Go on then, bro. Go on
well,
then.
This tune is a bit of a summary tune for me. I quite like it.
I get distracted by producing that. She's laughing at something. I think she's reading a totally different thing on her computer.
Well, you never know. She's just probably reading her.
She's not even listening to us.
Yeah, she's on Tinder out there, I think, to be honest. She's
still having it.
Now, I know this song is absolutely brilliant. Wicked summary tune. Well, not necessarily summary, but I like it anyway. It's by Lucy Pearl. It's called Dance Tonight.
I do like Lucy Pearl.
Yeah, and this is it.
Yeah.
I wanna dance tonight. I wanna roll tonight. That was Lucy Pell, and that was Dance Tonight.
And that was me also doing the harmonies as well.
Yeah. I was on lead vocal on that one. Yeah. So didn't cut it quite, did I? So, Inel, obviously, we're now playing the listeners thumping tunes to enjoy their summer, but we have so much to get onto as well.
We do. But I must say, I do like that tune, though. That was a lovely tune.
And we had a tweet in from Carly.
Who said... Carly, you said, loving a bit of Lucy Pearl on Johnny Inel on FUBAR Radio. Huge tune. Ha! Yes, Carly, she recognises.
Yeah, we don't play the small ones.
That's right. And if you guys want to get in touch with us, then you can add us on Twitter at Johnny and Inel or at FUBAR Radio, or you can email in Johnny and Inel at FUBARradio.com. Easy.
That's it. I swear, people keep messaging. Going, how do we get in contact? You've just explained it. We can't make it any clearer, guys.
Guys,
come on.
If you're getting through to me now with that message, you're getting through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why would they be emailing in going, how's your contact? Yeah,
I'll tell you what, it's not working.
So I know we are now on to the what's trending section.
Do you know
my mum? My mum called me up yesterday and she went, "What guan?" I'm like, "What do you mean, wagwan?" And she was like, "Yeah, same thing."
Yeah, same thing. Sure, you know what I meant.
Oh dear,
I love your mum's cool, man.
She tries to be. She does try to be cool all the time.
Could you always shoot her down?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But I like the attempts anyway.
What a guan.
So, what a guan there, sir. So, this is the What's Trending section. This is the part where we start talking about the things that people are discussing on social media, the stories that are flying around. So, first up this week, Inel, and I know you're aware of it, the Paris Hilton prank.
Yeah, Paris in Egypt, I believe she was, wasn't she?
Well, yeah, I think she was. It was for an Egyptian TV show.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Now the idea of the prank is that they were going to take her up in a plane and pretend like the plane was about to crash. Right.
The most dangerous of pranks ever.
It's actually quite outrageous. So we've got a couple of clips. This is a little bit from the actual...
Yeah, if you haven't heard it, guys.
This is a bit from the actual, when the prank was happening.
Hey, hey, hey!
What the fuck? What's happening?
He's basically like, right, this is coming down. Definitely. Yeah. So at that point, she then thinks she's going to die, right? Now, I've seen the prank.
It's deep.
That is not like your average punked kind of thing. No. Oh, I've smashed into a car.
This is way past punked.
Yeah. So this has gone way to a new level, you know. Mm. I mean, the thing that gets me out of it, right, Inel, and this is a brilliant prank, is they go so deep on it, they start throwing people out the plane.
I know. That's the crazy thing. And what I find the most dangerous part about it is, if she was really thought she was going to die, chances are, you never know, she might have jumped out.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, you can't put... But
there's water below, I can survive it. We're not that high.
It's literally, you know, it's completely, completely messing with people's, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, the thing is, it's
survival
like...
Survival instincts.
Yeah, like, hood pranks does it as well, you know, when they start going up to people going, yo, you want to see my strap? And then, like, these gangsters are, like, just pulling guns out and putting them in people's faces.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, my watch strap,
yeah,
you know.
A couple guys get beaten up and punched up and stuff.
Yeah.
It's gone wrong.
But the thing is, like, could you imagine if you actually took it too far, like, and went maybe like, oh, I don't know, I'm gonna prank someone by getting their family involved, you know, and saying, hey, can you all pretend like you're dead and I've killed you all? So when someone comes in, you know, like, oh, that'll be a good prank. You know, like, there has to be limits, really. Yeah.
You know, there were long limits there. They went all out on this one. I don't know how many hidden cameras there were on that plane, but it was a lot.
Well, exactly. You know, I just think, to be honest, I'm not the biggest Paris Hilton fan anyway, but when they're lobbing geezers out the back of the plane, like, she's literally thinking, what is going on? Like, that's an extra level, like, you're next kind of thing. You're going out.
It's the way they were flying the plane as well. It's like, It wasn't a thing where it was like, oh, this is clearly a prank. It was like, yeah, this plane is going to go down.
Yeah.
The plane was swooping, diving, all sorts. I swear there was a barrel roll in there.
Well, this is her reaction afterwards as well.
I'm so sorry about this. I said I didn't want to go on the plane. Is that guy okay?
Yes.
What do you mean?
He's
pushed
out of the plane.
I'm so sorry. I'm a bad guy. I'm a naughty. I'm Egyptian
actor. This is prank show. Right, now, that's a little bit from it. Now, bearing in mind that this is also what comes out of this story is how weird is Egyptian TV as well. Like, you've got an obscure enough person, like Paris Hilton's famous, but no one's talking about her every day. Like, do people in Egypt sit there, you know, in the middle of the revolution going, I wonder how Paris is getting on tonight?
Do you know what I love is the part where you use it as an excuse? Oh, well, what can I say? I'm a bad guy. I'm Egyptian.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right then. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad...
Yeah, we know that, but, her heart rate's not even come down yet, you know what I mean? And she's going, but the guy got thrown out of the plane.
Crying.
He's like...
See, I love the fact she's crying and people are cheering behind like...
Yeah! Round of applause for Paris. And she's apparently going to sue him as well.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
You know, because it's fair enough, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I do think that...
Insurance must have been through the roof on that prank.
The thing is I think we don't get enough good TV in this country because some of these places, like Japan are awesome for it as well. Some messed up shows.
They
I remember this one, Tarrant on TV. Do you remember that show? Always show them.
I used to love watching that program purely so I could see what was happening over waters.
In Japan, yeah. But they used to show, like, I think Takeshi's Castle, but there was one called Endurance.
Mm.
And I remember one time, like, they got these Japanese guys out in cellophane boxes in a searing heat, right?
Oh.
And then started parading, like, girls who were drinking, like, ice cold water in front of them. They're just messed up. It is messed up. You know. But they must watch our TV and think, well, Downton Abbey, you having a laugh, mate.
How much are you spending on this?
Exactly. Get someone.
Is this primetime TV? Is it?
Get someone in a plane and pretend it's going down now. Oh, I'm not watching. So, there we go. Do we think that pranks can go too far then, Arnel?
You know what? I think they do, but do you know what I think is going to happen is, because this one's happened and it's been so big, someone's going to try and top it inevitably. And so it's going to be a case of what's going to happen next.
Well, that's what I mean. I do actually think someone might end up, you know, getting someone's family to play dead, you know what I mean? And then going...
Kidnap President Obama, something.
Yeah. but just wait till they come in, you know, you're holding a machete in your hands kind of thing, going, oh, it's a prank, it's all ketchup, come on, guys.
Guys.
It's ketchup.
Wake up. Wake up.
So that is what was trending with Paris Hilton.
That was a crazy, crazy prank.
That was, when pranks go bad.
It was.
So, apart from that, some sensational news for all the Top Gun fans out there. The big Top Gun fans. Oh, let's... Thank you. There you go, yeah.
That's
I like that.
Crash.
Oops. So Top Gun is coming back. Top Gun 2 is going to get made.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise is going to reprise his role as Maverick in the new film as well.
I love it. He's bringing back all the franchises. He's bringing Mission Impossible back as well. End of this month, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be realistic. Mission Impossible was much more recent than Top Gun was.
Was that early 90s or
that
late
was 80s? Yeah, I remember I was still wet in the bed when that was when that was going
that could
on.
Be any time.
Still had the plastic sheets on my mattress. Yeah, just sleep better on them. No, I don't. Can't trust myself. That's it. I'm staying up late watching Top Gun again.
The only thing that gets him to sleep.
Yeah. Bless him. He's, the moisture just keeps him away. He's chafing. Top Gun 2 is coming back. Tom Cruise will be Maverick. Did you watch the first one?
I did a long time ago. But this is a thing now. You know what? The 80s and the 90s are long enough away for people to bring back franchises now. Because like it's the same thing happened from when we were like 10 years ago when everyone's like, yeah, it's all about the 70s and how the 70s are great. Now, it's all about the 80s and bringing all the 80s things back, like Ghostbusters is coming back as well.
Yeah.
And all these other franchises that like disappeared. Now, it's long enough for them to be like, yeah, you can bring that back, because there's generations now growing up and they have not got a clue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like what we talked about with Jurassic World coming back.
Yeah,
and kids at the moment going, I don't know what Jurassic Park is.
You what? You what?
Hey?
Get back in that cage until you learn.
What do you think Samuel L. Jackson looked like?
Sorry, he made his name. You've never seen a goat get eaten by a T-Rex. You've lost it.
Oh, my God.
Kids. Oh.
So, yeah, basically, I have a little Top Gun story as well, because when I went travelling, right, we stayed in a hostel, and one night we had a Top Gun themed night, so we were all going to dress up as pilots, aviators on, stuff like that,
which
we did.
No.
Now, there was a draw, right, a draw for the pilot tags, so obviously your main ones, your Maverick and your Gooses, right, yep. Everyone wanted them, right? But basically, because I was the only black guy on the night out, right? And there was only one black guy in Top Gun who was called Lieutenant Sundown, which I
Sundown!
I think is a little racial undertone to it anyway, in all honesty. Yeah. So, Lieutenant Darkness.
Reporting for duty.
So basically, it was decided that I had a choice the night before whether I would take Lieutenant Sundown as a tag and just get out early.
It's like, hey, if you go as Sundown or you don't come to the party.
Well, no. They were like, you can go into the draw, but you could have ended up with Lieutenant Chipper. No one wanted to be Chipper. Right, so my mate Cowley, who set the night up or whatever,
yeah.
He drew it hoping he was going to get Maverick or Goose, and he ended up with Chipper, and he threw a wobbly.
Well, it's his party. Exactly.
Not going as Chipper. I was looking at him like, I think Sundown looks pretty cool at the moment. Chip. Chippy. Hey, you sound a little chipper. So that was my Top Gun related story. But I'm pleased Top Gun's coming back. That'll be interesting.
It is, yeah. I want to know what route they're going to kind of take it down, though.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll know what the viewers are thinking about it as well, if you're a big fan of...
Yes.
I nearly went for a double barrel, but I stopped myself.
Calling your own encore.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're bigging up the Top Gun 2. We're pleased about that, aren't we?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. To be fair, I actually am kind of looking forward to that. That's not going to be for another year though, isn't it?
No, probably not. To be fair, but you know. You don't know how quickly they can turn these things around these days, you know. That was, at the end of the day, Tom Cruise, when he done it the first time, that was way before his Scientology messed him up. Now he's banging the films out, you know. So
he's got his head back together now.
Yeah, he's rebuilding.
Give him time.
So the other massive story as well this week was a Kanye West headlining Glastonbury.
Oh, controversial.
Indeed.
It was. I don't think it was as good as when Jay-Z headlined it. Me personally.
Well, I haven't watched it all the way through. I've only seen bits and pieces. But I think from what I saw, it looked okay.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
But because it was mainly him,
yeah.
And he's not the most charismatic person when he's on stage performing. He looks very miserable.
Yeah.
He never smiles anymore. And so he's on stage the entire time just frowning.
Yeah,
and
but
so,
he did have a car accident and his jaw's wired shut. Let's get cutting some slack there right now.
He smiled more when he had the accident than he does now.
he's trying to open his mouth. That's the only reason why, you know, but... Yeah, so maybe you're right in terms of it being not as good as Jay-Z's, but I thought it was good. Thought people some are a bit harsh, but there is a bit of a story behind this as well, which we loved, didn't we?
Yes.
And that was the guy who was writing the subtitles for the Kanye West performance. Like, he just lost his head in the middle of it, hasn't he?
He did. He just came up.
So some of the things he was writing was. He raps. just explaining what's happening.
Couldn't keep up. I mean, Kanye's not the fastest of rappers, but even the subtitle guy was like, whatever he's saying.
But I think
he raps here.
I think he was paraphrasing a few when he says, we ain't got nothing to lose, mother ducker. We rolling. And all day ligger as well.
Because you know what that was? Because ITV was going to get into a lot of trouble when they did the Brits and Kanye was doing his song. All day, And it's like, oh, we're gonna have to, we're gonna have to censor this like entirely, rah. Mm. And so BBC was like, oh, we don't want to get in trouble like they did. Like, what can we substitute
we'll
for the N word?
We'll believe that he's said something slightly different.
Yes, liquor.
Liquor is the latest word that all the rappers are using. I mean, that's the thing, though.
And guess what? Everyone can say it.
Yeah. It's a word you can get behind.
You can say it. You can say it. You can say it.
Who's dropping L-bombs around here? Now, the thing about it as well, like, you know, obviously when you can actually hear what he's saying, you know that it's something different. But I imagine there's probably some deaf people out there, you know, who are going to be watching this game. Well, he is one of the most politest rappers that I've ever heard, you know. I mean, it's quite surreal, obviously. I mean, I've never heard of a ligger before, or a mother ducker, for that matter, but... you know, I'm quite a big fan, actually.
Literally gave up on the subtitles there.
I do also love the way that this subtitle just basically just sums things up in one go as well. Just he rapped.
It started trending on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter purely the subtitles. I think that's the first time. Subtitles trending.
But the thing is, it's right. The thing is, when you just sum it up, like he raps as well. Yeah. Like for some people, not everyone's a Kanye fan, but some people think this guy's an artist. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So when someone just writes he raps, it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like going up to, you know, probably some guy when Mozart's doing his you know, symphonies, going, yeah, he conducts. Yeah, that's a bit of violin there. It's a bit of violin in there.
Violin.
Yeah,
there's a cello in there somewhere.
Yeah, Da Vinci. He paints. He paints a bit, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah. Just an underwhelmed man at everything. Yeah, he's raps. Yeah, he raps. Like, on his wedding night, I'm sure he's going to be there with his wife and just be like. And she's going to be like, wow, what a night. And he's going to be like, we had sex. That's it. No, just explain it. I just explain what happens. There we go.
That's right. Keep it simple. That's what that guy likes.
Final what's trending. And then we're going to fire into another summary tune. Now, this one is...
This one makes me laugh the most, I think.
Yeah. he's a genius. Now, we are talking about the one and only...
Another crazy celebrity.
Absolute mental, Shia LaBeouf. Now, first of all, what happened this week is some artist has painted, I think it's 13 different Doctor Who's with Shia LaBeouf's face on it, basically.
Like, oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Which is quite surreal anyway. I'm sure he loved it. He probably bought them all, you know. But this is a guy who's pretty far out there, isn't he? He's a bit of a loose cannon, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So off the back of this story comes out that Shia LaBeouf's been freestyling at a party. He's been freestyle rapping,
well,
right?
Well, freestyling in inverted commas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's have a little listen here.
I'm busting and I'm coming in. Watching because he's sick when he be coming with these bars and shit. Oh shit, it's me. I'm so fucking disgusted. Busting already said it and I get it. I'm cuzzing. Yeah, I'm so cuzzed out.
Yeah, we'll stop that there. How many was I mean? He's not polite like Kanye. He uses rude words as well.
Didn't censor himself there.
Exactly. Could have used Mother Ducker, like all the rappers are, but he's chosen not to. Dropping the L-bomb willy-nilly. So basically, he's meant to be freestyling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this rap group, The Anomalies, have came out. They're a female group. It's actually a pretty decent song, by the way. Check it out. You got it?
Yeah.
Give it a spin if you can play it.
Let's see if we have.
There we go. A little bit of that. So basically, this rap group, The Anomalies, they've come out and said he's stolen our lyrics and passed them off as his own, saying he's a freestyler, right? I mean... Yeah.
Oh, no, they got some flow, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So that is The Anomalies with... and that's their song, Perfectionist, right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, on its own, he's at a party, he can say what he wants, you know, but... If you are saying you're freestyle, like if I was at a party and I was like, yeah, I'm the sickest freestyler here, and just started going, it was all a dream. I used to read World of Magazine. Yeah.
Oh, those lyrics are dope.
So it's coming off the top of his head. Like,
is that
off
the top of the dome?
Just bit from the hip. So, yeah. I got another one.
Yeah,
good. Let me get my lyrics right.
Yeah.
Through the wire. Through the limit. Through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got that one locked
original,
down.
Original, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Original.
Got this other one.
It's, yeah, got it, got
I'm
it.
Working on it. It's like H to the Izzo, V to the
Izzo. Oh,
yeah.
H to the Izzo, you know?
Comes off straight off the...
You need to copyright that.
Yeah, I know. Too many people ready to bite me these days. Don't worry about it.
Do you know what? This isn't the first time he's been done for plagiarism, though. He made a short film, I think it was about a year or two ago. I forget the name of it. If anyone's listening out there, Google it for me and they'll find it very quickly. But it was he basically took a graphic novel that he saw, and he literally took it and used it as a storyboard and shot it shot for shot and claimed it as his own.
the guy's he's just nothing short of loose cannon.
He's done so many different crazy. What was that thing he did that with that museum?
Oh my God! You know when he was sticking the brown bag on his head.
Yeah,
he set up a Shia LaBeouf experience.
Right, where
you're only allowed one at a time, and you'd go in
one person at a time.
And you'd go in and you'd go into this room where a man, an unknown man, we don't know who it was,
could be anyone,
was sitting with the same brown paper bag on his head. With six items in front of him on the table, and they were just random items, a child's rattle and stuff like that, and it was pick an item or something like that, and then the guy just sat there, and then eventually started crying down the brown paper bag. The review was it's just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Right, so, I would have definitely really gone see that though.
I would have loved it. I think Shia LaBeouf's hilarious. I love the fact he had a fight in the Hobgoblin in New Cross as well. Just getting
as
him
you
out.
Do.
Yeah. Class. I know, we've had some people email in.
Oh.
Better get to these before we play another track.
Okay.
So, this one's called Pearls. Hello, boys. I'm feeling all hot and stuff and loving that last summer tune. Can I ask if Pearl is your favourite gem? If not, then I'd love to know what is. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. From Saks in Feltham.
There we go. Well, pearls are nice. On
no.
Pearl necklace. But I would say...
What? We're coming off air because I know dropping innuendos like they're absolute L bombs out here.
Dropping those liquors everywhere.
Okay.
On a serious note, though, I do like emeralds. I like the colour.
I like emerald. I love green. Yeah,
yeah, I like the colour of them.
I'd say emeralds are my favourite gem. Yeah. That's a good question from Saks in Feltham.
Thank you, Saks.
And diamonds are a girl's best friend. I think you should get human friends personally, though, Saks. They probably give back more.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Well, depends. Some people just like to talk at things and not listen.
Well, I just think that Saks says. I don't have money on my mind. She does it for the diamonds. There we go. We've worked together before,
oh,
you can see.
I can tell.
Yeah. All right, next one, Top Gun Porn. I like Top Gun, but I much prefer the porn version Top Bum. It's my fave porn film. Have you seen it? From Stu in Maidstone.
Hey, Stu, I'm going to go download that tonight.
Fair enough. I won't give you a call tonight, then, will I?
Just for the lols.
You know I'm busy.
Don't call me after 10 p.m.
No, it's Top Bum time. Okay. I personally haven't seen it, Stu. but if it's your favourite one, you know, good luck to you. Get an IMDb. Get your rating up there, mate.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
The
highly recommended.
Absolutely. The aesthetics were outstanding. The makeup was on point.
And the cinematography.
Is that for acting authentic? like that, Stu. I haven't seen it, and I'm pleased you have a favourite.
I'm wondering if Sundown is it.
Yeah, no doubt. So this one's Shiat up your face.
Shiat up,
like Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, whatever.
Nice.
Hey. Shia is Shia LaBeouf, so I'm guessing they like him. Okay. Mm. If you knock him, he will find you, and I think he could take you both down with one little finger, I think. The dude don't be playing. He's hot when he's naked as well. Naomi, in your face.
Yeah. Well, he was naked in that music video, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Sia one.
In the Sia one, yeah, with the 12-year-old.
I find it incredibly strange, but there you go.
Apparently it's to do with a father's relationship with his daughter. But
yeah, I told you.
I didn't see it there.
I just watched it literally and went, you so down, Shire.
If there's other millions, I don't want to know what they are.
Exactly, you should stay behind them bars, mate. No. I actually think Shire's hilarious, and I don't think he could take us down with Littlefinger, though, could he?
Who wrote that in?
Yeah, that's not him in your face. You don't know how tough we are. We're absolute bad boys.
Exactly.
Don't worry about that.
Exactly.
And do you know what? I think we've given off the message we're just soft, probably because I'm... Johnny. I'm also a bit of a scrapper. Don't worry about that.
And right. I know. Yeah.
Don't worry. We are trying to change the perception of black men in this country, okay? And you have to go back resorting to gangstified gunshots,
sorry,
mate.
Sorry, Johnny.
sorry. I mean, this is...
I'll get the water pistols out next
time. I'm trying to say I'm a lover, man, and you're just out there going, yeah, I just clap the piece down. right.
Apologies, listeners.
The next song's coming up because I've had too much of us, okay? Yeah. We do love your emails, so keep them coming in.
Keep them coming in. Johnny9L@foodbarradio.com.
Yeah, this one is a song by Pharrell, and it's featuring the man himself, Kanye West. It's called Number One. Here it is.
World's famous. World's famous. You're now listening to Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get a beat. Oh, girl, come on.
But the main thing is living.
Come on. Come on.
Cause God knows it's not giving.
Come on.
You know I got lots to do.
Come on.
Oh, girl, come on.
Come
I know
on.
This party pretty.
Come on.
But
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy.
Get.
That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Oh, girl, come on.
So honey, if you with me,
come on.
Know I would fuck your pretty face to smile when I get home.
And women make love, and it's gonna be your
cause you're my number one.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts,
look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the shit to me.
Soon as I'm back,
tell me how you love that.
Dash
number one, can't put none of all that.
Heart,
you deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
Go.
That you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on. Oh, girl, come on. Come on.
You know I'd rather be
famous.
Where you are. You are my shining star. But last night, that just wasn't right.
Oh, girl, come on.
I know this party pretty.
Come on.
But
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
It's
so funny if you with me.
Yeah,
know
yeah.
I work for your pretty.
Everybody,
face to smile when I get home.
This part right here, come on, check it out. Everybody say,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the shit to me.
Soon as I'm back.
Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the shit to me.
Oh.
Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that.
Heart.
You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was half the man you see.
Go.
Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my love and how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince, why they jazzy jet?
Uh-huh.
And you don't be saying shit when they ask me questions.
Uh-huh.
And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other shit. I hate when they violate, but tonight, man, I ain't the mood for it. Don't matter who wore it, you wore it. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Yeah,
baby girl, that's the shit on you.
Come on,
off the charts. Look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she the shit to me.
Yeah,
tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Number one.
Come on.
Smash it.
Give me number
come
one.
On. Girl,
off the charts.
Get a classic.
Number one.
Come on.
As I'm back.
come on, come on. Dash it. Come on. To hold your heart. And smash it.
Come on.
The number one girl.
World's famous. Oh, yeah.
World's famous.
We're liking that.
Yeah, yeah, you're listening to Johnny Nainel live and low.
Johnny and I know on Fubar Radio.
Yeah. For all those listeners out there who,
Didn't hear it
the first time, basically. wanted an authentic little sound bit there.
You wanted the official jing.
Exactly. So Naomi's emailed again, I know. So Naomi again.
Hiya,
if
Naomi.
You had to fight Shire, and you might, would do...
You might.
And who would win out of you two scamps? Naomi again, please. I'm not completely sure.
Was this what 2-1-1 is
yeah.
you're talking about?
Would we...
would the both of us be able to take you
yeah. one? We're nasty like that anyway, aren't we, I know?
Yeah.
You distract him, mate. I'll just come up behind with a little club around the back of the head or something.
Thank you to Bill as well, who tweeted in and told me the name of the film that Shia plagiarised. Apparently Shia had to apologise as well, profusively. So
There we go.
But thank you for that tweet as well. Loving the tweet.
Shout out to Michael Beagle, who's emailed in as well. I think he was more trying to sell me one of the courses he has to sell in work, though. So, you know, not completely functional. Cheers, Mike.
No, I was trying to be productive while listening.
Exactly. We do want your emails, guys, but not a sales pitch.
Do you know what? That's probably like his boss was just right behind him as he was talking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, look, it's all business.
Quickly changing.
Right,
so trying to sell you double glazing.
Oh, it's a what's the name? Some course for me to go on, which is completely irrelevant. Like it's financial and stuff. So why would I? not interested. You lost me straight away.
Finances, you were.
Yeah, exactly. I know we're moving on to our infamous
Lend an Ear.
Lend an Ear section.
You know what? We should make a new.
We need a jingle, don't we? I just thought that. Yeah.
I was thinking about
Lend an Ear. So
maybe more official than that.
Well,
yeah, we got to get
right.
One.
Right,
we'll do one for next time.
That was a bit player hater. Can all have a go at people, mate? If we're going to go down that, I'm just saying.
I mean, you always got your hand hovering over that button. Well. I can't do any right.
So, I know this is the part of the show where our viewers, listeners, and just general people having a tough time writing with their problems, and we give our take on it and try and help. What's the first one, I know?
That's right. First problem is the same thing happens every year with me. January comes, I join the gym and start to get fit by taking classes and working out. By the summer, I'm beach body ready and I start drinking very frequently with friends and become a social smoker on nights out. I turn into a bit of a slob and by the end of the year, and then I have to rinse and repeat. I've done this all my 20s. I'm turning 30 this year. How do I break this habit for good and stay fit and healthy?
Well, first of all,
like doing all right. To be fair,
exactly.
Getting beach body ready in time.
You're still alive, aren't you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
hey, what do you want? Hey, blood.
Exactly. First of all, I don't know. I can't help because I'm doing. virtually exactly the same thing. To be fair, but. I just never get beach body ready. I just,
somewhere in the middle ground.
Yeah, I just lose the beer belly every now and then and then put it back on, you know. But, right, this is one angle, because I thought about this, right?
Yeah.
I actually think this is what summer does to you, yeah? Because when it's summer, you obviously want to get yourself in shape or whatever. But, you know, it's great. Everyone loves summer. Everyone's having a good time.
Well, you're socialising a lot more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same thing as, like, you know, dating and stuff. Like, summer is the best time to be single. You can roll around, I'm the nuts, I'm wicked. But then that cold winter turns up, doesn't it? Like Game of Thrones, winter is coming.
You know nothing.
And then all of a sudden, if you haven't made the plans for winter, you're having a really tough time, aren't you? You know what I mean? You're stuck there on your own.
It's true. But that's the problem. How do you break that habit, though? How do you break that habit of every time summer comes around, you're ready, you're looking fit, you're all healthy, and you go out and you enjoy yourself, rightly so. Mm. But then because you're enjoying yourself, you end up back at square one and you have to rinse and repeat and do it all over again.
Absolutely, mate. I do the same thing.
It's a horrible cycle, I know.
I like eating curries too much is what I've worked out. like
every day's curry club.
Yeah, you know, just you find me at like the Weatherspoons, definitely, on a Wednesday night. but no, like, you know, it is that thing that you don't, you're just loving it in the summer, but all of a sudden winter comes and then you just have to start eating and drinking just to kind of, you know, just keep you like, I've lost my words here, but just to keep you out of a, yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult because do you know what it is? It's because as we said, but I think what you kind of need to think about doing is dedicating a day where you can go out and do that thing, go out and be social, do all those things, but then also have a day where you be super healthy and you're super on it and you look after yourself. If you have a balance of days where you're out on the town and you're loving it, you also need to have a balance of days where you're not doing those things as well. And I think that's the only way you're going to kind of maintain your body image, beach body ready, all year round.
I don't think it even matters. I think people care too much about what people... What's it matter? If you're having fun, just got to focus on that, haven't you? And at the end of the day, you could die tomorrow, so just keep doing what you're doing. And eventually, life will catch up with you anyway, and you'll have to change. So that's my advice. Keep doing what you're doing.
You got two advice. Yeah. Two bits of advice there. Keep doing what you're doing, because you could die tomorrow. Or have a balance.
Absolutely. That's our advice. So, Arnell, what's the next one?
Next problem is... My boyfriend loves his computer games. He has a PS3 and a PS4. Boo. every year when his birthday comes around on the 20th of July, I just get him a gift voucher for him to buy the game of his choice for his birthday. I like to surprise him better by actually getting the game he wants rather than a receipt with a code on it. I don't really play video games other than my mum's Wii at Christmas, and so I never know what to buy him. I don't know if he already owns the games that are already out, and I don't know what new games upcoming are decent to pre-buy for him. What can I do?
Well, first of all, I don't see the problem, right? I do not see the problem. Just keep getting him the vouchers. Like, what's the issue? You know what I mean?
He's happy with the vouchers.
Exactly. Like, I have found this in relationships I've been with. Like, girls want to do something nice or whatever, but that is not what I want. I want what I want, so let me get what I want.
Do you know what I mean? Is they
want
to get you something that's tangible, so that you can hold in your hand, open up, like have a little wrap, like wrapping over the top of it. And I guess the code just doesn't have that. It's just some numbers on a bit of paper.
Yeah, but on the same note, like, what's the point? Just to get that little look on someone's face. What about when they're disappointed? Because I am terrible with presents.
Like, is it?
If you
got that disappointed face.
Oh, yeah, I'm just literally like, oh, great, cheers, wicked. Wait till next year, shall I?
Always wanted this.
Exactly. Oh, decent. I'm really pleased you got me what you thought I wanted. Top stuff.
Shows how much you know me. What?
Yeah. with my ex, I used to save my presents up as well.
Like, save them up?
I used to be like, I don't want anything now. Don't do your own thing. Just put it in the same amount of money.
Like compounding it, like it's an interest and savings account. Now, keep it in there. It'll be double next time.
Look, went through three birthdays and Christmas, got an Xbox out of it in the end, so there you go.
Yes!
Yeah, so,
that's how you do it.
And that would have been three rubbish presents otherwise, so that is what it is. Like, I'm sorry to be cutthroat here to the person with the problem.
Do you think it's a guy and a girl thing? Because I'm pretty much the same as you. I don't mind getting a little voucher with some money on it if it's in a place that I'm likely to go shopping in. Like, if it's in a store like that, then I'll, like, say it's game or something like that, I don't mind getting, like, a £50 voucher because I can go in, choose the game I like, and enjoy that.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a guy thing or a girl thing? I don't know.
I think everyone's different anyway, but I think that girls do like the romance of it all, you know what I mean? They like to open something, they like to feel that there's thought been put into something, whereas I think guys tend to be a little bit more practical.
Let's put it out there. Let's ask the people. If you're a guy or a girl, tell us, what do you prefer with your presents? Do you mind a little cold thing and getting what you want as long as you have the money for it? Just give me the money, I'll get it yourself. Or do you want like a nice present and stuff like that for you to kind of show off to people and open up and all sorts?
Yeah, we want to hear. We want to hear from you, people.
No, Johnny and I now at foobarradio.com.
But broadly speaking, on problem two, I don't think there is a problem. Just keep buying the codes. You know, he probably likes
codes.
Just keep buying the games.
Just give me the codes.
Give him the cash. That's what he wants. Okay.
Give me the codes, man.
Right. So
is that romantic though? Sorry, I was just thinking.
No, who cares? I don't. Yeah. The thing is, my present, I was like, look, I have. It's not about like the money, monetary, but I have spent X amount on a big present for you, and you've spent X a comparable amount on something I don't want. That's not good enough. Yeah, I'm afraid. Just please, just get me what I actually want.
Give me what I want. Thank you. Now
we don't get creative on it. I'm sorry. Because now I've wasted a present. That's it. You know what I mean?
Never wanted this.
And I can't not pretend I'm not disappointed. I am disappointed.
It sounds like you still are.
Yeah. Not the easiest person to buy for.
I can tell.
So, problem three.
Let's go on. Let's move on. Problem three. Okay. Hi, guys. My problem is one that has been bothering me for a while now. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years now, and we get on great. However, I feel as if she no longer tries to impress me anymore. She's got really comfortable dressing in comfortable clothing and barely wears any makeup around me. She stopped going to her bi-weekly dance classes about a year ago. Bi-weekly? What is that? A year ago, and has stopped being as active as what she once was. I don't want to be one of those people that tell their partners what to wear, but she has some beautiful dresses and tops that she used to wear when we first dated. Now, whenever we go out, she puts on the same three outfits in rotation. How do I tell her to make a bit more of an effort without causing a drama in an otherwise great relationship?
Tough one.
This is tricksy. You guys are testing us.
Yeah, okay.
Testing us.
But we can come through it. We can come through this one. I mean, first of all, this issue is one that's easy to happen. Like, you know, I've at it yourself. You get comfortable with people. The longer you go on, you know, all of a sudden, you can't get me out of my grey sweatpants, curry stains down them, you know. Welcome home, love. You know.
Are you that guy?
Yeah, just that. Still
Johnny's
there.
He's not shaved again. He hasn't shaved since I've met him.
But, you know, it can happen. And you do stop making an effort. But I actually think,
you're going to wash your clothes?
Yeah. Come on, mate. You ain't had a shower in a week. Shouldn't have to. I've been with you long enough.
You said you like the smell of my beer.
Exactly. Do you love me?
Answer me that.
Basically, I think it is something that can easily happen to all couples.
Yeah,
you just take each other for granted after a while, don't you?
Because, it's like you said, you feel comfortable around them. You feel comfortable enough for them to see you on that Sunday after the hangover, after that night out, and you're like, you know what? They can see me like this because they love me how I am, and that's how. Once you start feeling that way, I guess naturally you stop putting in that effort. I guess it has to be a thing where you have to be conscious and you have to like say, no, I am going to put an effort in for this person because I love them. I'm not going to put in that effort because they love me how I am.
I think that's right, and the thing is, I do think that the best thing to do is to be blunt about it. Like, not be rude, but you actually say, look, I think, you know, you're not really, you know, making an effort in this way anymore. Because otherwise, resentment builds up. When you don't talk, resentment builds up, and it will get worse. It's not going to get any better, you know.
Well, you can sense the resentment in there, really. Three dresses on rotation.
Exactly. Easy, mate. Slow down.
It's the same bloody
thing. Exactly. And we are not condoning that kind of chat, okay? It's the same three dresses, love. Come on.
I'll tell you what, she's got like two pairs of shoes.
Exactly.
She's always bearing. She's always buying shoes.
Got the sandals again, have you?
Sandals? Oh, Crocs again.
Oh, let me get. Guess what dress it is today? Oh, that's right, it's Friday. It's the pink one. Just get some range, love.
You didn't write this one in, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. Do it in a tactful way, because you could be crude. You could just get a picture of when you first got together, hold it next to her and go, I'm just playing a game, spot the difference. I don't know where to start.
So many differences.
Hey, this is what I was sold.
I didn't look under the bonnet.
Like a used car salesman.
Riddled with problems,
mate,
it was.
Mate, when I bought this car for you, you said it had a 12-month guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, dear. They don't make them like they used to. Overall, I say address the issue, but just to try and do it in a tactful way. But do say something, definitely.
Yeah, it's easy for people to fall into this kind of pattern, and I guess, and a lot of people kind of do, because it's a natural kind of thing. So I guess the more conscious you are of it, and it's obviously become a problem for you, so you need to kind of bring it up and address it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will just get worse.
It will fester and grow.
Yeah, until you grow very bitter, like the riff we just did.
Yeah. Now, I know. We have a number of emails in, so I'm going to start firing
gosh,
in.
Oh, gosh.
First one, London here. This is a problem.
Is this the A&E section?
Oh, it's Oliver again as well, from London.
I'll tell you what, Oliver's got a lot of problems.
Right, so, hey guys, I have a problem for your London here section of the show.
Sure,
I am self-conscious, I'm self-conscious of his legs, and always wear trousers or jeans to cover them up, but due to this extreme heat, my balls have been sticking to my leg and getting my never region all Betty Swallocks. Do you have any suggestions to keep my balls cool?
I suggest long swim shorts in this kind of weather.
Yeah.
Long swim shorts. I mean, sometimes I get a bit conscious about my legs. Like they're quite skinny compared to the rest of my body because I do a lot of running.
Mm.
And so they're skinny in comparison. But long shorts, they cover most of that up and you don't have to, and you can let your self sway.
Yeah. It's always good to get a little draft going on as well, Oliver. You know, stand there, get a little through breeze going on in your house and just lay vertically, letting it just blow right through. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, long swim shorts is the thing, mate. That's what you want to go for.
Another one here, Arnell. Date night.
Date night.
Hey, ooh. Johnny, would you like to come and feed the ducks with me?
Oh.
We can share the last slice of granary.
Ooh.
From Stella in Wiltshire.
Oh, gosh.
Well. Johnny, I'm at it again, and I can't even do my radio show anymore. Right?
Mate, you're gonna have to stop telling your girlfriends to stop writing in.
I think Stella's got really good taste. In fact, you have that vibe, Stella. You have my kind of vibe. Absolutely. Granary vibe.
Granary.
Oh, yeah. Granary.
As long as she gets you get vouchers for your birthday and doesn't wear the same free dresses.
You know the rules by now, Stella, okay? Don't need to keep explaining it. Yes, I do want to feed the ducks with you, Stella. Absolutely. Wiltshire sounds like it's far away, though.
Where is Wiltshire?
Don't know. It's not in London, though.
Stella, you're going to have to commute.
We have ducks in London, Stella. We do have ducks in London. Next one is Shia LaFite.
Is this the same girl again? Naomi.
No, it's a different one. Shia LaBeouf would even plagiarise being in a fight. pretend to fight you, say it was him, but probably get a stunt double to do it from Paul.
I love that, Paul.
That's nice,
That's
Paul.
Email of the week so
Yeah. Getting sued, come out and have to apologise. It was not actually me in the fight with Johnny and I now, though. No, okay.
We'd still go down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Great emails, guys.
For doing in a Shia LaBeouf lookalike. Oh, another one. Lend an ear, please. Hello, my girlfriend has got a thing about getting her toes sucked. I think it's nasty. This is just, you know, you just ask him stuff. I don't like little piggy trotters in my mouth.
Bracket.
She's not a pig. She's a hot lady. Close bracket. Now it's.
Gotta get that in. Now you knew I was gonna laugh.
Now it's summer. I don't really like the stinkiness that happens to all the tootsies. She also wears funky green varnish, which I don't like. How can I tell her without offending her? I'd be prepared to do a finger in the mouth. I'm reading the words, clearing it in my head.
Yeah.
Boris on the district line, choo-choo. So it's Boris Johnson has just written in about... No, so, yeah, I mean...
I've never been a tolls guy, so I can...
Okay, I saw.
Not having it, mate. Bunions, verrucas, all of the kinds of problems.
That's where they're all born, yeah.
Imagine having a lick of verruca. You're having a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Piggy trotters? No, yeah. Thanks.
Get your trotters out of my mouth now.
With the green varnish?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not doing yourself any favours.
It's the same three nail varnishes on rotation. Just make an effort, eh?
rotation.
Yeah, but especially if you were going to suck toes, don't do it in summer. Not people.
Yeah,
on
that's a wintry thing.
You're
at the most.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
winter time.
It's not. It's barely even a winter thing, is it? You know, I mean, it's a never thing, really. I don't roll
the
like that.
The only time that you should do that is straight after she's come out of a spa and had a nice treatment.
Oh, yeah, a little pedicure, yeah. Mm. Then I'll go, give him here.
Right?
I'm going to treat you like as a Twister lolly. Absolutely. Get them toes off. Felt like doing that.
Is that one for Stella?
Yeah. I'd just tell her no, basically. No. We've got to get a song on as well, but we keep getting emails.
This is what happens.
I like a hot man that buys me cold presents. Shammy in Tottenham. Cold versus hot. I don't know. What was that in relation to? Just
in terms of guys and girls, what sort of presents do they prefer?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Cold presents? What's cold?
I don't know.
What's a selection of cooked meats? some chicken drumsticks out of the chiller.
Don't defrost them unless you want to use them.
Exactly. Exactly. What's cold? You know what I mean?
So much is easy to buy for, though. Just get some.
Nat said ice cream. I mean, how easy is that to buy for as well? Yeah. Happy birthday. Here comes the ice cream van. There we go. You can have anything.
Yeah, anything up for the value of £5.
Do you know, I did that to my brother. I think I told you before. On one of his birthdays, yeah. I gave him a voucher for the ice cream van. A £5 voucher at the ice cream van. And there was two ice cream men. One of them was Ron, one of them was a guy. And he wanted to go to a guy. I was like, no, you can't go to a guy. You can only go to Ron.
Don't work with that one.
I've just been a bit of a nutter in my life. I really am.
You're terrible with presents, man.
This last one. Hi, dress code. Hi, I have favourite clothes and I think I wear them too much. But you have to wear what works for you, right?
That's what happens. That's what happens. You get your favourite set of clothes that you're like, yeah, I look wicked in this. Or I look gorgeous in this. And then you just reuse them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get into that habit.
If my man told me he didn't like my clothes, I'd be really upset. I don't like his Bart Simpson pants, but I don't tell him. Sophie and Newham. Fair enough.
Keeping it real, Sophie.
Exactly. But now you've explained to the world that you're with a guy who has Bart Simpson pants. So, Sophie, you can do better. You can do...
Upgrade.
Don't set your sights so low. Come on. Life's for living.
The Simpsons are so old. Yeah.
Yeah, so outdated. Those pants have been around since the 90s.
They still say cowabunga on them.
Yeah. No, I do. I understand what Sophie means, though. And, but you would... It's a balancing act, isn't it? It's, you can say things without necessarily having to...
It's about being tactful.
Exactly.
And not hurting someone's feelings.
Which is what we are. Now, at this point, I'm going to play a song. Because we're just
stick one on. Stick one on, mate.
This is a song that brought me back to... my youth the other day when I heard it, and I love it. It's Every Little Thing I Do by Soul For Real. Here
nice.
It comes.
I love this.
Every little thing I do, you're on my mind, you're on my mind. That was Soul For Real, Every Little Thing I Do.
Yes, and you're listening to Johnny and Inell, live and loud.
Johnny and Inell on Fubar Radio.
Every time you press that button, you have a little grin on your face. Yeah.
I do. I enjoy it. Oh, there's another email. right, so questions, it's called. Afternoon, boys. Question one. What are your favourite clothes, please? Do you want to answer that one?
What are we talking about? Brands or just to wear?
To wear.
To wear. I'm fond of some nice smart trousers with a nice tightly fitted top.
Yeah, which is decent. I just, you know, to be honest, I've been known to wear some pretty shocking outfits in my day. You know, I can dress nice when I dress up smart, but I once went out in a full green outfit, basically. Green espadrilles, three-quarter length. Green. I started getting referred to as the frog outfit. It was weird. That's basically, I don't know. I do like green things, but favourite thing I wear at the moment is probably... my shorts or my chinos, little linen.
Nice, new outfit on today, if I do say so myself.
Love music, hate racism t-shirt. Guilty!
With some green shades dangling from them.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, guilty.
Something's got me green. Question two, Inell.
Yes.
How hairy are both of you and where, please? And had some big tests in Peckham.
Big tests.
What, do you know what gets me out of this? It's the please at the end. How hairy are you, how both of you, and where, please?
Please
tell me.
Tell me now.
Well, I have a big afro, so it's pretty hairy. It's about where it ends, though, to be honest.
I'm not that hairy. I've got like a...
Oh, you got a
little... on my chest. But other than that, my arms, I don't have any hair on my arms. And my legs are a little bit hairy, but other than that...
You got a little chest motif going on there, ain't you? A little Al Pacino.
Showing it off.
Yeah.
You see that? Well, you can't.
No, you can't. Absolutely. Yeah. Me, none of that.
Sorry, Tess.
I'm like that geezer out of the Magic Mike film. Yeah.
It's waxed.
Yeah, just waxed up. Bronze Adonis. So. Johnny.
We were going to say Channing.
Interchangeable. Right.
Thanks for the email. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thanks for coming. I know we're now moving on to our blast from the past section. Now, people who are listening, this is where we take a buzzword and then we recall some stories that makes us think about and the tunes that happened to feed into that.
What's the buzzword this week?
The buzzword this week is holiday.
Oh, holiday.
Holiday. So, holiday for me, right, is I have... Me and my family used to go on holidays, right? We had so many disasters on holidays. It was actually getting ridiculous, right? So, in the early days, we used to go to, like, English holiday camps, like your Havens and your Pontins and things like that.
Like the all-inclusive things?
Well, not even necessarily that. You just go turn up at Chalet, and then, you know, there's a Tiger Club that you can get into. We're having fun at the Tiger Club! But,
I remember that.
I remember getting really annoyed one time when the woman on stage picked my brother to go out and not me. I mean, I still haven't forgiven her now. I'm 30 years old. You do it every time.
Blocked her from Twitter.
Exactly. If you're listening, tune out right now, okay? I've not forgiven you. So basically, just to name a few. So there was one at Haven where... the holiday actually went quite well. We're like, oh, that's fantastic. That's a nice holiday. Until the final night. Oh. Okay. Where after the Tiger Club finished, and there was a little disco on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then a full-on 22-man riot kicked off in there. Oh. Yeah. I remember one of the geezers, right?
just kicked off as a final night. Why not?
Exactly. At Haven, there's kids around, right? There's kids, like, with ice creams and stuff. Now, basically, this geezer does this dance move, right? He's walking around, like, he kind of spins around. Yeah. And then as he comes back round, he just launches a bottle at this geezer. And everyone goes in. Literally, it starts going crazy.
Oh,
and I mean, I'm like 12 years old. I'm like, this is wicked. And my mum's like, get the children to safety! Get them to safety! But we were like, look, we're having a look. You're having a laugh, mum. You're not chatting me when it's getting good now.
If that happened nowadays, you know, everyone would just get their phones out. Just like,
oh, definitely.
Recording that.
It was one of the, it was crazy. So that happened.
Oh, God.
Not to be beaten. There was one when we went to Pontins. And when we showed up, there was a Chinese cult there at the time, right? That,
there's cult going on, you know.
That's
the holiday.
It is mental. Like they had taken over the whole holiday park, right? They're walking around with like those little, like, not gas masks, but you know, those things covering up their so basically, there was no, obviously it's not a Tiger Club anyway, but there was no activities because they were all in there taking all the things up. So basically, Pontins went, because of this, we'll let you go on any of the things for free. So again, ooh, we ended up doing all right of it, but my mum's just had a crap holiday. You know? So we go on just one after the other for bad holidays, and we think we've done a lot, right?
Mm.
And then we went for the first time abroad, right? We went to Mallorca. And that was when it peaked with our first appearance on television on Holidays from Hell.
Oh, gosh, so, the ITV show.
Yeah. That was my first TV appearance.
you might remember me.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. So basically what happened is we went to this place. My mum got one of those holidays off the teletext.
Yeah.
So we went to the went on this holiday. It turns out this hotel that when we got off the bus, right, we walked in and all these English like holiday makers were standing on the stairs, and one of them just went, "Welcome to hell." actually, Adam,
in the reception,
exactly. Welcome to hell.
Usually people are like standing there like offer you a drink or something.
And my mum's just already like, oh no, not again. Basically, it turns out that hotel was like an 1830s German hotel. So, I mean, to say stuff was going on was just, I mean, there were condoms floating in the pool, bottles.
Don't swim in there.
No, it was a red light district operating just outside. I mean, once again, it was funny to watch, but my mum's like, oh, they've done it again, basically. And yeah, someone caught me on a bit of on their camera, and I ended up on Holidays from Hell out of that. So, there you go.
There we go. Is that on your spotlight? Yeah. In your acting CV.
My credits, yeah.
IMDb.
Well, some may say my career's gone downhill since then, to be fair. The heights of Holiday from Hell, but there you go.
Never quite made that prime time slot again.
So that is our buzzword. That's holiday. That's my
awesome
story. And
I love those stories.
Pretty self-explanatory why I'd pick this song, but this is the song that reminds me of Holiday. It's called Holiday, and it's by Madonna.
Ooh.
So here we go. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big holiday tune there, I know.
It was, man.
I'm quite pleased with that. It's got me in a little bit of a...
Holiday!
Got me in a bit of a holiday vibe. I'm not going on holiday, which is a shame. Yeah, a bit of a waste, actually. Done it to me again, Madonna. Right, but I have to get to some of these emails quickly.
Why? What's happened?
Well, one of them says, important, please read ASAP.
Uh-oh.
My Mr. Whippy van is due any moment, like a baby, and I need to know what to order. Help me out, dudes. Len and Slam in Chertsey.
Well, easy. Mint chocolate chip cornetto.
I don't know what you're even talking about, sir. the option is obvious. It's a Twister lolly.
Twister?
Yeah, definitely.
No, mint chocolate chip all day.
I did used to get a lemon ice with strawberry syrup as well.
When I was a kid, I couldn't afford all those bigger ones. I always had to go for the screwball. You know, the ice cream with the bubble gum at the bottom.
Yeah.
Screwball.
Why are you always trying to pull on the heartstrings of our listeners, okay? I used to just have to make do, didn't I, eh? Back in those days when I was getting an orange for Christmas.
We made our own ice lollies. We used to make the drink, freeze it in the
freezer. We actually did do that. Yeah, we did that.
There we go. Who put on the heartstrings there?
And do you remember sun lollies as well?
Yes.
Yeah, those were deep.
Oh, make your own ice lollies. That's
and they were horrible every time because you put cordial in there and just too much.
Yeah, too much.
And then you have to get it out and pretend like you're enjoying it. Like, isn't that? It's better than the ice cream man.
The ice poles, that's what they were called, weren't they?
Oh, they're something else. I used to drink them sometimes.
Yeah, well, because you're supposed to...
When there was no other drinks in here. When you've been left for 5 days, eh? You've got to just survive. another one here, I know. Problem, should I buy a rabbit, a fish, a gerbil, or a chinchilla? Doug. Ooh. I love that. I don't know why the name and the email, you know, kind of in opposition. Should I buy a rabbit, a fish, gerbil, or chinchilla? Doug. Well, Douglas, I believe that you should get a... I would go for chinchilla just because I like the name of it.
I'm a fan of rabbits, to be fair. You've never seen, like, a vicious rabbit.
Are you kidding?
Well, did they get vicious?
Yeah, they stop biting and they can bite through your hand and stuff like that. Yeah, they're
not supposed to keep them indoors. Keep them outside.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, don't get a rabbit, because they're nasty, but...
They're nasty!
Nasty little rabbit.
Nasty little rabbit.
But I remember, around my area, one little kid had a rabbit, and he kept him outside in a little hutch, and the people next door had an Alsatian. One time it jumped the garden. Ooh. Bloodbath, mate. Absolute bloodbath. I don't know why. It made me laugh when I heard about it. It's just a bit quite sick. Little kids running out crying, Mr. Bumper's dead. I'm like, oh, God. Hey?
Oh, dear.
Shouldn't keep him outside, should you? Hey? Go for the chinchilla, mate, definitely.
Chinchilla. Ooh, the keys to my...
just getting loads here. You're
got a tweet as well from Reese, cracking up listening to Fubar Radio and Johnny and I know. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Reese. Compliments mean the world to us.
There
so
we go. Yes, we do love to be done.
Yeah, they always go a little bit nicer, don't they?
Yeah, I tell you what.
Hot or cold? Would you rather be either too hot or too cold? My nan used to make cups of tea during the summer and said drinking a hot drink keeps you cool in hot weather. Is this true, or has she lost her marble? Terry in Watford. I know the answer to this because I actually read up on this the other day.
Yeah.
It is actually true, Terry, that you could drink a hot drink to keep you cool, but the limits of this are not completely known. Basically, what happens is if it warms you up from inside, you sweat more and therefore release more heat away from your skin. Basically, and therefore you can become cooler. You can experience the feeling of being cooler, but yeah, so it can do, Terry, is the answer.
Oh, I'd rather look at this one doing research into the questions.
I knew Terry would write it.
Oh, Terry, oh, please write.
basically, so I'd rather be too hot. Hate winter.
I'd be a fool not to go with that advice.
Yeah. Would you rather be too hot than too cold? Yeah,
too hot, man. Yeah. I mean, geez, you can still have fun in the sun, but out in the cold, no, man. You just get miserable instantly.
I know. I think I am too hot anyway. I was walking down the street, actually, and some woman went, oh, that guy looks too hot. Oh, Johnny.
look at that. He gets one email from Stella. And it all pops up, isn't
it? Doing all right at the moment. I'm not
doing all right. got my three outfits on the go.
Exactly. Tight rotation. Feeling good. So this one's Bad Holidays. Oh, getting the emails. We've got to get through this, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Bad Holidays. I remember all the Haven holidays being terrible when I was a kid. My dad had a fight with Terry the Tiger, the Haven mascot, Simon from Leeds.
Thank you, Simon. That was wicked.
That's wicked. I hope at some point, is Tony the Tiger, by the way? Is it? No, Rory the Tiger. It's Rory the Tiger.
Well, at Haven.
Yeah, at Haven. And I hope at some point in your dad's fight with Rory the Tiger, Rory's head got ripped off. And then you actually just see the man swinging punches in there. So that would have been really entertaining.
But he must have been sweating in here. Yeah. I mean, it's hot enough as it is, but to have a fight in a suit
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Let's go outside. Take the tiger outfit off.
He might have just passed out through dehydration. He's like, I knocked him out. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, we've got one here. Fools. You are fools.
Uh-oh.
If the whippy van is coming, you get a effing whippy. Idiot.
Idiot.
Trixie, all up in your grill now.
So, Trixie!
Oh, okay. Come out swinging
there. Up in the grill. You don't go to the whippy van and you don't...
Yeah. Well, we like people who live by principles. Yeah. Well done there.
If you're going to whippy, you get a whippy.
That's just how things are done. He's all trying to mess with...
What are you trying to go for the Cornettos for? Does it say wolves? No, it says whippy.
I don't have...
Whippy's on my mind. Whippy's on my mind. Right, so last one, and then it's on to you, Arnell. Yeah. So... Magic, hello, Jay and I. Do you remember Iced Magic? It was so delish on ice cream.
Iced Magic?
Mags in Oxford.
I don't know that one. Do you guys know the producer on that yet?
Ice? Oh, chocolate that went hard on ice cream. Never had that, no.
You're going to have to send us in a picture. Send us an email in a picture and so we can have a look at that.
We explained Mags anyway. We were the kids indoors freezing cordial anyway.
Freezing cordial.
Walking out trying to impress all the other kids. Exactly. Walking out around our area trying to impress her. Oh, you seen these lollies? Yeah, they're well decent, they are. Trying to hide the grimaces on her face.
Do you remember those ice creams that they used to get the jokes on the end of the stick? So, like, you'd finish the lolly, and then at the end, you'd get, like, a little simple joke.
Yeah, and they're always crap as well, aren't they? Yeah. Like the penguins as well.
Yeah.
I know, we are actually in Blaster Pass, so we've just...
Holidays! Well, you guys got reminiscent. I remember the very first time I went abroad, and it was a whole family holiday, and it was the first time any of us were going on a plane and leaving the country. And what my mum did, she ordered a cab to pick us up with our suitcases and stuff from the flat, and so we could all go on holiday. Now the cab was late, the cab was getting really late, and we was panicking about catching the flights and stuff because we didn't know you had to be there an hour before the time of the flight. And so as soon as we found that out, it was like, uh-oh, started panicking. Where's the cab? Mm. Cab didn't come. So in the end, my mum had to run out on the street, flag down a black cab, and then get it back to the flat, and then we had to all bundle in. And because we were all rushing, we all grabbed our suitcases and stuff, and we were just like running down the staircase to get to the flat. And at the time, my little brother was about 1 or 2 years old. I can't remember. It was about 1 or 2, and he was in the flat on his own. And as we're all rushing around, we all rushed out with our cases, and the door slammed shut, and he was locked in the flat by himself. And so the dilemma was. Got a cab and the meter's running. And a toddler that's in the flat by himself on the bed.
I do want to get the baby, but that meter. Have you seen the price hike?
Exactly.
He'll be all right. So this is at the moment turning into the black version of Home Alone.
It was pretty much. Except we did notice.
We just left him anyway.
So what happened was my mum had to call the fire brigade, and the fire brigade came come, but the fire brigade was going to break down the door, and was like, oh, you can't break down the door, because if the door's broken, because we're about to go on holiday. So we had to offload the cases out of the cab and let the cab go, and had to pay the cab, and then we had to wait for the fire brigade to come, and the fire brigade managed to open up the door without busting it down. And as soon as we did, we'd like flag down another cab, jumped into that cab, and like was zipping it down. And then the guy decides... He thinks we're tourists because he sees a black family in his car with all their luggage. He thinks, oh, tourists. Starts taking us the scenic route around London. He's like, Rose, we need to get to the airport now!
Yeah. Wrap it up, mate. I mean,
and I remember we got to Gatwick. It was flashing, and we had, like, oh god, we had to quickly get onto. We had to quickly get onto play. I remember running down to the terminal, got onto the bus. The bus took us to the actual kind of runway bit, and we was literally pegging it onto the plane, and the whole plane was waiting for us. I was like, thank goodness, I managed to get onto the flight. And we had a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, it ended well in the end. So you were those people keeping the plane waiting, though, right?
Well, it was, yeah. It was that
sorry, everyone. Was sorry, we're here now.
Yeah, the people sitting next to us, see, I told you. What did I say about Caribbean people?
Can't even set the aeronautical agenda on that.
Oh, they don't even want to go home.
Exactly.
That whole dilemma always reminds me of good times and bad times. But it reminds me of one of my favourite summery tunes, and you can't go wrong with Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, Summertime.
Okay, well, that's coming up now then. This is the Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start with four. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness. We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Johnny and Inel on Fubar Radio.
In case they wondered. Well, I mean, like, you know, if your one weren't clear enough, yeah, then that's it.
It's always a way.
Now, Inel, we have just been joined in the studio by a wickedly talented man.
Whoa.
Just... general kind of legend.
The greatest living rock star on the planet.
Oh!
It is indeed.
Bickley!
It is indeed. It is indeed. Yes, you've...
I'm the world's greatest.
Yeah, you've heard it now. We've got Kanye West in the building, so there we go. Now, we are joined by the absolutely sensational Doc Brown.
Yeah!
What's going on?
So, we haven't got a round of applause button, so I have to do it at the
moment. We've got explosions and shotguns.
I think I can get
Yeah. I mean, bearing in mind, there's only two other people than you, and I applauded, Inel didn't. You've got half the room. Half the crowd are with you, so you're on fire. So, welcome to the show, Doc. Thanks for coming in.
Welcome down, man.
Pleasure.
Well, one thing our producer just told us as well is you also went to Glastonbury.
I did, yeah.
And watched the Kanye West performance. What's your take on it?
Well, it was terrible, really. It was under-rehearsed, under-prepared, poorly presented.
Was it one of them things where he didn't turn up to the rehearsal?
Ah, but he blatantly didn't.
No sound check.
There was just nothing going on. You know, this is a guy whose music is so multi-stranded, so multifaceted that it suits a massive performance. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of like the elbow of rap. Do you know what I mean? He's got such a range.
Now, to be clear, you do mean the band elbow, not just like the body part.
No, now he's like the armpit of rap. You know what I'm saying? To me,
or the ashy elbow,
the groin.
Everything about the man aside, just as a musician, he's incredible.
Yeah,
you know, and like this is a dude who's, you know, he's got like songs that have orchestral parts to them. There was such a range of things he could have done.
Well, yeah, because didn't he do that like live at the Abbey Road as well?
Yeah. He's
like
perfect
John Legend
for that.
And stuff like that.
Perfect for that. But the thing is, he wants you now to know that he wrote everything, that he created everything, that he's the mastermind behind it.
Mm.
And to showcase that, his concept was to have all the lights on him, a meter above his head, and nobody else involved whatsoever.
Apart from Lee Nelson.
Yeah. and it's so mad. I saw Simon just before the gig, and he didn't mention it.
He didn't flag it up, what he was about to do.
He's like, boy, it was looking wired, you know?
Stop, watch this.
What's up with Simon's eyes, man? Like, why is he looking so much?
I saw him just chilling with his wife, like, and then the next thing I know, he's flipping on stage. But anyway, I just think he has to show you that he did everything, which is a shame. And what it didn't do was feed into the Glastonbury ethos, which is like, you know, it's all about togetherness. He never said hello. He never said how you doing. Do you know what I mean? He had no connect. He was so cold that he started off with a lot of goodwill, and he was always going to lose that initially from the non-fans and then from the fans as well. No one wants to hear Up in the World. No one likes that song.
He was going for the new catalogue as well. He didn't delve into his past.
And that's the other thing. He's just got so many hits.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
Like I say to all artists,
if you're going to go to Glastonbury, give everybody all your gold.
Yeah,
it's like, we don't want to hear the new releases.
Don't you think as comedians, how jealous are you of these artists who can just do their own stuff,
and B-side
stuff, lose their mind. Like, please play that thing that we've heard for 20 years.
The amount of times I've been on stage giving them the gold, and they're sitting there like, oh, tell us another one, mate. Yeah, this one's done.
Day?
Yeah, exactly.
Day,
I'd like to do some B-sides for them and have them just go crazy for it. Some jokes I tried 5 years ago never worked.
You just didn't get what a privilege it is to be on that stage. Yeah. The pyramid stage is like, it's one of the biggest stages world.
Mm.
Forget about the UK, Europe. In the world, it's one of the biggest stages.
Well, that's why I say Jay-Z's performance was better, because
Jay-Z's performance is a different stratosphere.
Yeah,
because
he cared about it. He had his video at the top to kind of like talk about Glastonbury. He came out. He did his Oasis kind of thing.
Ah, he nailed it, man.
Yeah,
he nailed it.
Like he got what Glastonbury was about.
Yeah. And he knew instinctively, okay, like,
I might not have that many connections with these guys in the audience, but I know if I play like 99 Problems, they're gonna go ape.
He's got no excuse
because he's got the heavy guitars. He was just thinking, you know what? Let me give them what they want.
He's got no excuse. He's got all the classes there. He's got his friends there as well. Like Pharrell's Pharrell was there at the same time as well. Could have used Pharrell. Could use any of those guys.
I think he's gonna be a victim of his own arrogance. To be fair,
he already is to some extent. I think he's lost a lot of the goodwill that started out. People kind of. You remember when he was fun? He was fun once.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's the workout song?
Mate, can you imagine if he got like the 80,000 people in the crowd to do like a workout routine? To the workout plan. That would have been so dope.
Yeah.
But he didn't even consider it.
He takes himself too seriously these days, which we certainly don't on this show. we have to remind ourselves. Now, Doc, with our guest that we get on, you know, I don't know if you were expecting this, but we have. You know, we're quite renowned for asking the big questions.
Big questions.
Big questions.
Tough ones, you know.
Okay. Ones that cause sound effects like that to happen, okay? Yeah.
Like kind of like Brian Cox level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very similar stuff.
Got the
very
books out
similar.
Now. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
You know, just take your time with them. There's no rush. You know, you try and get through it as best
as
you can.
Nervous.
You do what you can do.
Doc. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would it be?
Oh,
yeah, I just went there.
I was initially thinking dodo, but then I gave that some more thought.
One of the only extinct animals.
It'd be a lonely existence.
Yeah. Just one dodo shows up. Yeah, and what?
Like,
what
one?
I'm trying to late. Don't watch me.
Trying to integrate
somehow.
With the pigeons.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just on the pool. What do you mean there's no dodo women? What? Seagull, I do.
It's either something that flies or can just do some of that magical stuff that humans can't do. You know? Like, see the way a dolphin can talk to some dolphin that's like. On the other side of the sea, just by sending some vibrations.
Yeah, but humans can talk to each other, can't they? Like,
yeah, but Skype and FaceTime, it's not. It's just
not the same as
not impressive.
Vibes like, through the sea.
You're not really doing it. Like dolphins have just got a superpower. You know what I'm saying?
So you're more impressed by some clicks in the ocean than FaceTiming someone. I mean,
Because it's God made if you believe in God, or it's like evolution at its finest. Like, right. Where are we going to go next? Do you think we'll ever have that ability, like, without the devices to do what a dolphin can do?
Well, do you know, there is actually a kid who can do echolocation. He's blind. He's born blind.
Mm.
And he can...
unfair advantage.
Oh, that's Daredevil, you know.
No, it's like Daredevil.
Is that a real Daredevil?
No, there was a brother. Right? He was in the ghetto
as
well. Yeah. The first one to go X-Man on us. Right? And basically, there was only one guy who could ever do it before, but this kid has become the best at echolocation. Mm. He runs around his house going...
Who's he like communicating with, though?
No, because he hears the sounds bouncing off the thing. He's not communicating with a chair.
He's communicating with himself.
He's on his chairs with it.
Just talking to the chair, like, where are you, mate?
He's like, nah, man, he's just high.
But it's just funny. It reminds me of that dude. There was a dude I read about a couple weeks ago, a black guy again, who was born with, like... an extreme version of like autism, right? Mm. So he's got real problems like interacting socially and whatnot. And it teachers initially just thought he was just slow, but then he started drawing these little sketches in the class, and they were always amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he was like 5 or 6, he was drawing like detailed, scaled down drawings of buildings in London. And teachers were like, "Well, this is nuts." And then what they realized when they quizzed him a little bit was he can see. He could go fly by on a bus over the Thames. And it could be like 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 5 seconds even. And he can completely recreate to scale with just a pencil.
Wow.
Buildings of London.
He would mess up Pictionary.
Look him up. It's
mess
incredible.
Up Pictionary.
It's incredible.
That is impressive.
What's that?
No, but
you would kill Pictionary.
It's a load of brothers as well, just developing these X-Man powers, isn't it? Yeah. We're under attack, so we've got to stop.
Basically, what happens is nobody expects us to be good at anything, so we just go the other way with it, and we appear to be crap, and then we just unleash, boom, there's a little superpower that none of you can do.
I just went savant on you. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
He'd be wicked at those police sketches, you know.
I was on holiday once with my family, and in the hotel they had Pictionary, and we decided to play. Me, my brother, my mum, and my sister.
Mm.
We split into two, and I was with my mum, and I was like, oh, man, not my mom. There's something about intergenerational like board games. You want to be with someone your age for some reason. Like, you just know you're going to lose. So we was losing terribly, and she was the type of person.
Like she had a handicap, you know.
She's the type of person who just draws something that you can't understand, and then instead of embellishing the drawing, she just draws lots of arrows pointing at the drawing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, yeah. This. I don't know what this is. So she drew what looked like a fried egg, right? Which had just a circle in the middle, and then around it a sort of wiggly line that had a point at the top and a point on the right. Looked exactly like a fried egg. So I said fried egg. I said big breakfast. I was going through to get. She just kept drawing arrows till the egg timer ran out. And I was like, what the hell was it? She goes, horse face.
Obviously.
I was like, what? That's a horse's face. Look, that's the eye, and that's that point at the top is his ear, and that point on the right is his nose. So it looks like a fried egg. And she goes, no, it's horse face. I was like, wait, what even is horse face?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be well-known words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? She was like, look, I just write what the card tells you is right. I said, give me that card. I took the card, and it said horse race. Like, this is why I want to be on different teams.
Picture he can break good families up. To be fair.
Never play with someone who's dyslexic. That's why I never play.
Oh, now, what we got? A big question.
Another question. Big question, right. You know. Big question.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. You've gone everywhere with your career, Doc. Highs, highs, and highs.
Mm.
But who is your most favorite person that you've met that you wasn't expecting to like?
Ooh.
Hmm.
That is a good question.
That was actually it's much better than the ones that we usually come out with, I know.
Yeah,
you've tried this week, haven't you?
I know. I've put some thought into this one. I saw the feedback.
That is a tricky one. Because I don't expect to like anybody. And you see people on TV, and, you know, or in music videos, and you meet them, and you just think, oh, here we go. But yeah, no, I've been pleasantly surprised a few times. I'm trying to think.
Because it's always nice.
Paddy McGuinness was strangely nice. And I thought guaranteed this guy is going to be an a-hole.
Mm.
But I think all I can think is he held it together for the hour that we were together.
Yeah.
Paddy McGuinness, who works with...
He's that.
Take me out, innit?
Take me out.
That guy, yeah. Because everything about him, I just thought, this guy is going to be a bell end. Somehow, either he just knocked it out of the park for an hour, and just, I don't know, he'd come out of, like, yoga or been in meditation or something before he came out. Or he's actually a good guy.
I don't know. I reckon he'd probably be all right.
You reckon?
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone the other way who you thought would be really cool and then a bit disappointed
when
you met him?
I mean, it's hard. You know, I don't want to name too many names, but show business is one of those games where people who constantly try and be nice in public, they're often the ones that aren't nice.
Yeah,
and the ones who, like, behave, like, abnormally or, like, immorally or on the surface are often just nice people looking for attention. I think that's definitely true of stand-up, because I think nice guys find it difficult to give themselves an edge on stage.
I know, so I struggle with it.
They act like nods. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
And you watch the act and you think, why are you saying all this stuff? Like, you know, it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then I guess that's probably better than the other way around. When you see these guys like, oh, I'm just such a vulnerable, like, guy, love me on stage.
Floppy hair as well. Like,
what? This guy. You know,
it's all in the haircut.
Exactly. If your hair's given up, how can we trust you?
Yeah. There you go.
To be fair, I did. We met Jeremy Kyle on the show, and he is exactly as you think he is.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should create an additional. You know how they have, like, Britain's Got Talent, like, then there's the partner show.
Mm.
The Big Brother's
extra,
got like,
the
a
extra
little
factor.
Brother,
yeah.
Like, all of that, I don't care about any of that. I mean, maybe some people do, but I really don't care. I don't want to go home with any of these contestants. I don't want to hear any more of the story, and I don't want to see another dude who failed at stand-up and then decided he was going to do that as a career.
Yeah.
Apologies if either of you present those shows.
Well, if we keep working hard, I know.
What they should have is Jeremy Kyle's little brother. They should have, like, maybe literally, I don't know what his little brother does.
What we're Graham.
I want to know what happens afterwards. Like, because they have to get a car. Yeah, they have to get a car home.
I can tell you, mate.
How'd you know?
We were staying at Media City, and basically, they Jeremy Kyle's show was next to us.
Wow.
They basically, once the show finishes, they get him a car, but these people, oh my God, like, every time we'd finished a massive day's filming, I'm going back home, and this, like, family who are obviously dysfunctional in lots of different ways, you know. The kid's like, you know, 50 metres away, the mum's just kicking off, yeah. down in a beer. Yeah. All sorts going, are we getting out of here?
You can always tell us, I guess, because Media City is, I guess, is so kind of corporate in terms of the people that go there, that when you see someone pushing a pushy around,
that's
you know it's their guests. You know it's their guests.
But do you know, we found out a few things about the Jeremy Kyle show as well, and apparently, like, before they go on, they, like, give the contestants, like, beers and all that. And then they start going...
Really?
Yeah,
really?
They...
What time is it recorded?
In the dressing room.
Exactly.
In the dressing room.
If you're dealing with someone who wants a can of Foster's at 9 a.m,
right,
then you know the kind of fireworks you're going to be getting. Oh, and it's basically...
Do you want another one?
Exactly. And then they pace around going, have you heard what she said about you out there? I wouldn't have that, mate. Drink your Foster's. Oh, you'll get your chance to say something in a minute.
He's pure evil, isn't he?
Yeah. Incarnate.
His eyes, he's got those dead eyes, you know. Like he just like doesn't care.
He's like a cartoon character villain.
Yeah, he is. He loves it.
We've got a couple of emails. I've just got one of them actually says, "Hello, I love Doc, and you two are okay as well."
Nice.
Stop reading there.
Why do you have to read that bit out, mate?
Can I ask you to... Yeah, I don't know what. I didn't even have to say that. I'm reading this. I'm controlling it. All right, can I ask you two to talk me through your perfect breakfast, lunch and dinner? Also, do you have any thoughts on asparagus and ostrich eggs? Sally and Frimley.
Thoughts on asparagus and ostrich eggs? I can't even say ostrich eggs. Ostrich eggs.
Have you ever tried them?
Where do you get ostrich eggs?
And
this is
from an ostrich.
Somebody who lives in Dawson, like, and I still don't know. there should be, but if Dawson is anything like it claims to be, I should be able to find someone within 10 minutes of leaving this show in the centre of Dawson, with a handlebar moustache, who can hand me one from his rucksack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's shifting on?
I've got no idea. Are you allowed to eat them? Are they precious? Asparagus, all I know is it makes your pee smell funny.
Yeah, yeah. That and that does actually happen.
I don't know.
It does happen.
I don't eat either of those items.
No. And you're right not to, I think, to be fair. I mean, the fact is there's probably an illegal... Because there's not many ostrich eggs for sale, you know, that you can find. It's probably an illegal market as well. So that guy with a handlebar moustache is actually going, come around the corner, okay?
Well, if you go to any of those Chinese places that do, like, the sort of Eastern medicine and massage and stuff, they got all sorts of crazy black market stuff going on in terms of, like rhino horn powder and stuff.
They're proper alchemists, you know.
Love life. I don't know. I've never seen anybody go in or out of those places. I don't know how they make money, but they risk their lives to get the ingredients that nobody ever buys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Supply and demand.
Somebody wants that rhino thing, boy.
Somebody.
I have no faults on that, basically, Sally and Frimley. Give it a go. You might as well.
Scrambled or fried, though?
Ostrich egg.
I've just seen.
I don't eat fried eggs.
Ostrich
but I
eggs.
I eat eggs scrambled. I eat scrambled eggs and omelets. I don't eat egg in any other way.
Yeah.
And it's purely psychological. It's not to do with
just how it
that's
looks.
Nice. That's not nice. I've got no idea if it's nice or not.
Yeah.
All I know is that when I was about 10 or 11, my sister said, "You know that eggs are basically chicken periods, right?"
Oh gosh.
Because that should have been a chick, and it isn't. Yeah. It's just like. It's just everything else that
chickens,
happens,
you know?
When the chicken's not born.
Sister.
And as soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm done with eggs.
Yeah.
It took me years to eat scrambled eggs. I only started eating them about 8 years ago. And I can eat them. I've worked out. I can eat them and I can eat omelettes because it feels like a different entity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. And my uncle told me one. You know, like, you get the little black bits on the yolk sometimes?
Yeah.
My uncle was like, yeah, that's an eye. That's an eye, that is. Oh, I can't get my head around it.
So I don't want to see the egg in its egg form, in its eggy form.
Yeah.
Mash it up, mix it up with some hot sauce or something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I'm down.
Apparently, ostrich eggs are now stocked in Waitrose. £8.19
Of course they are.
Yeah. You don't need to go to your handlebar moustache gentleman anymore. No. There's a Waitrose. And there'll be one coming to Dalston very soon, I have no doubt. Important update. We got your choices from the old whippy van, and it was a mistake. You call yourself earlenders?
What did you suggest?
The other fella, I said a Twister, which I'll stand by.
I said mint chocolate chip cornetto.
The other fella was right, you are fools.
I'd be happy with any one of those three.
Yeah, or Scribble.
Like, if I didn't have a choice and somebody just brought those three out, I would happily take any one. There wouldn't be, like, that weird awkward moment where you took the Scribble and you took the Twister and I was left with the whatever was left. I'd be like, no, it's fine, it's fine. That wouldn't happen. I'd be happy with any one of those three.
Or Calypso.
But if they anyhow they brought back Funny Feet, though, ooh.
That's
before your time. Like, I'm a little older than you guys, but in the late 80s, there was like an ice cream lolly that was shaped like
like that.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're back in stores. Really? In ice cream vans, anyway. Yeah.
I hope so. I love a Mr. Whippy, just like that fake white. Yeah.
You don't know what it is, do you?
No, you don't. It's the sweet equivalent of the elephant leg Doner kebab. Yeah,
exactly.
No one knows what it is. Exactly. No one wants to know.
Yeah, give me that.
We're all happy with the deal. There's no EU sanctions.
It's like Fight Club, isn't it?
There's no food nutritional information, and no one wants it.
Yeah.
No,
how many calories?
Don't you come in here with your questions.
Stick it on this wafery handle, and I'm going
to
eat it.
Do you know there was my kebabbery in Bishop Stortford where I used to grow up? They basically
where
got
did you grow up now?
I used to grow up there. And I'm still growing. They done a food kind of survey on their doner kebabs. And basically, they had to account for every single meat known to man in this, like when they were taking like biopsies of it. Mm. Basically, they were finding things like horse meat, everything, you know, stuff that you almost wouldn't be that shocked about. Mm. It still came back 3% unknown.
Brilliant.
Like, that is the food standard people going, we don't know what this is.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I love that.
And the kebabbery people are going, we're not telling. It's like Colonel's secret recipe.
Brilliant. And they're still allowed to sell it. It's beautiful. So you chomp on something in that doner and you just got no idea what it is. You pull it out, you can't identify it. You go back into the shop and the dude just says to you, I don't have to tell you, Jack.
Yeah, it's you buying from me.
It's already been investigated, mate. 3% unknown. It's a mystery. Enjoy it.
We had one more email. You sound like you have ice magic voices. Johnny, if you only...
Ice magic?
Something about ice.
The lollies. The freezes on there.
Yeah.
No, it's the sauce. You squeeze it on there.
Yeah, that's it.
It goes hard.
That's it, yeah. So if only you had more hair, you'd be even more magical, and I'd share a granary of you. This is
mate.
You've got Alice.
You've got so much hair as it is. What more does she want?
Well, I'm clearly me playing this has actually worked out for me because Alice is actually coming on. Johnny. So there we go. Another email. Chicken. My mum told me the crunchy bits in McNuggets were chicken ulcers.
Oh,
there's no need for that.
I'm trying to take you out of McDonald's there, boy.
I've never eaten them again. Except for when I'm drunk and they're nice and crunchy. Phil in London. Okay, Phil. He'll eat a chicken ulcer as long as he's drunk. Excellent.
You can really mess with kids' minds, can't you?
Yes.
Convincing lies.
That's one way to not get your kids to go McDonald's, man.
Mm. So do you know what? Basically, the way our show usually goes, we play a little song and then go into our spoilers on screen bit. But we've had so much fun talking, we're running right up until that point. So this is going to be the shortest spoilers on screen ever, now. And
how do spoilers on screen work?
So we basically talk about programs we're watching at the moment and just have a little review and what's going on, really.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch True Detective by any chance?
I watched the whole of the first series. I've recorded the first two of the second, but I haven't seen them yet.
Ooh. Oh, this might be it.
I heard the first episode was very confusing.
Oh, no, it's wicked. It's wicked.
Is it good?
No,
is it as good as the first series?
It started very strong.
Because I don't
like
Vince Vaughn at all.
Really?
Nah.
He's good. He's a good actor.
Really?
When he plays it straight, he's good, man. He's good.
I think that's what the problem is.
I think he's better as a straight actor than a comedian.
I've never found him funny. Why does he all keep making comedy
films?
But this is why it's not
Adam Sandler.
Why are you going to force a round peg in a square hole like that?
Exactly.
Or a fat man in a small suit, in Vince Vaughn's case.
I tell you what I did watch yesterday. I watched Celebs on Benefits.
Celebs on Benefits?
Celebs on Benefits.
Celebs on Benefits?
Celebs new show.
I like that.
Celebs on Benefits is celebrities that had the highs and then now they're on
Who
benefits.
Who are we talking about?
There was one girl was
Lisa from Big Brother.
Okay, but you see, that's
not that's a celebrity. Not surprising.
There was a guy from, the balding guy from Les from Coronation Street.
Les Battersby.
Battersby.
See, the thing is, these are people who are genuinely on benefits, aren't they?
Genuinely on benefits. Wow. He went to a cash machine.
Talk about kick a man while he's down.
£7.60 in the tank. Can't even take it out.
To find one of them ones, what you want to do in that situation, you want to go to like the worst looking area in your town and try that cash machine. They have fivers.
They have fivers.
Bro. If you go to
it's so good when you find one of them cash
downtrodden
machines.
Street.
Yeah.
Where everybody looks like they've come off the Jeremy Kyle show.
Yeah, straight
you'll
in.
You'll get an ATM with fibers, and you're blessed.
I love
getting
the fiber.
Back and wait for the 260 to build up interest until that reaches a fiver.
And then
you
can roll into the pound shop and be like, I've got five items just all waiting to get sold.
There you
bang.
Go, Les.
Yeah, what's happening
go on,
now?
Les, go on.
So we are pretty deep in because we're going to have to get out. So, Doc, obviously people know who you are anyway, but if they... want to see more of you, how can they, you know, see more of you, Twitter, when you're performing, whatever
else. If you want to get in touch that way, I will ignore you, but you can try.
I will buy you off.
if you want to send your rabid abuse or whatever it is, you can actually email me directly at Ben, that's my real name, at docbrown.co.uk. We can get real up close and personal.
Giving out private email out.
Yeah, man, I don't care. And, at docbrown88 on Twitter, if you prefer Twitter. I don't do Facebook, so you can all kiss my butt. That's just the way it is.
There we go.
Is there anything we can check you out on coming up?
Yeah, man. I got like a 3-part thriller coming out on ITV in September. I got my tour starting in September as well. Bit stand up.
September's
the one, man, and it's also my birthday in September.
Oh, so lovely! And you have a show on FUBAR Radio,
of course.
Like us, so
every Tuesday, I'm in here on the other mic.
There we go. So apart from that, this has been Johnny and I Know Live and Loud.
Yes.
And you can get me at Johnny I Cochran on Twitter.
You can get me at INEL.
And you can get us at Johnny and INEL. Apart from that, we're here every Thursday at 4 p.m. and it goes through to 6. We've been loving it. So thanks for Doc Brown coming in.
Pleasure.
And
you. See you again.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Johnny and INEL on FUBAR Radio.